This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Flood insurance could cost you a lot more than it used to. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, recently published data showing just how much certain property owners could pay based on the agency's updated risk rating system. In some counties, the rates for property owners have increased on average more than 600%. Ali Budner has more on the fallout for homeowners and communities.
The old way of calculating flood insurance prices was based on outdated flood maps. The new calculations take a more realistic look at all the factors: rainfall, how close a property is to the ocean, rebuilding costs. But that more comprehensive look has consequences.
This is already affecting the real estate market in places across the country.
Peter Wagner is with the Coalition for Sustainable Flood Insurance, based in New Orleans. He says some homeowners don't have the means to pay these higher premiums. Wagner's coalition wants the government to subsidize the costs for low-income property owners.
They could receive a discount from that based on their ability to pay so that they could stay in their home and continue to serve the community that they live in.
Some communities might be affected by this that never expected to need flood insurance, like desert communities that get hit with rain after a severe wildfire. Those places, too, could now face floods and higher costs. Penny Liao is an environmental economist at Resources for the Future.
Some people living in inland areas could also see their rate go up.
According to data from the NFIP, some of the states expected to see significant average rate increases are inland states like West Virginia, South Dakota, and Missouri. But in certain ways, Liao says the new pricing system may be more fair. The old rates didn't take into account how much a home was worth or what it would cost to rebuild it if it was destroyed by a flood. Now,
lower value homeowners are no longer subsidizing some of these higher value homes.
And more accurately reflects an individual property's risk.
Mark Friedlander is with the nonprofit Insurance Information Institute. He sees this affecting the private flood insurance market too.
There are dozens of private insurers that offer flood insurance across the U.S., and they are very competitive.
And really, Peter Wagner says the NFIP didn't have many other options here. The program is more than $20 billion in debt, thanks to Hurricane Katrina payouts and years of underpriced premiums.
Because NFIP has been operating in the red for many, many years. This year alone, FEMA will spend about $600 million paying the U.S. Treasury to service its debt.
Now, he says, FEMA has to pass those costs along to policyholders. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.